Avoid wrong words. Avoid wrong words. Today we are touching on complaints, or yes, complaining and boasting. Avoid wrong words, part 7, complaining and boasting. You know, we've spoken about other kinds of words that we should avoid. We've spoken about flattery. We spoke about flattery last week. We spoke about other kinds of wrong words like backbiting, murmuring and gossip. We've spoken about scorn. We've learned all those. Today we are touching on complaining and boasting. And this is Avoid Wrong Words, part 7, complaining and boasting. I encourage you that get your book, get your pen, write things down. Don't just be listening, but write it down, because it's going to change your life. You know, Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. You must meditate upon it day and night. Until you meditate upon the word of God, you don't experience the level of change you must experience. Also, we know in Acts chapter 20 verse 32 that it is through the word of God that we experience building. Our lives are built as we imbibe the word of God. Anybody who takes the word of God serious, the word of the Lord makes us understand, according to Matthew chapter 4, that it's like a builder who has built upon a rock. When the winds come, his building stands. So desire after God's word. We know in John chapter 15 too, which tells us about the fact that John 15:7, that when ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask whatsoever ye will and it shall be granted unto you. So the word of God, and we also know according to the scripture that heaven and earth, as Jesus so said unto the tempter, that heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall forever remain. God's word is the pivot, or should become the pivot of your life. God's word is the bedrock of transformation for every believer. I say it one more time and write it down. God's word is the bedrock of transformation for every believer. Put it on your pages. Let everybody see. I say it one more time, that the word of God is the bedrock for transformation of the life of every believer. That is why we have been told in Romans chapter 12 verse 2 that our mind should be transformed. It should be renewed. Our mind should be renewed by what? By the word of God. By the word of God. Colossians chapter 5 verse 7. We walk by faith and not by sight. But this faith comes by the word of God. By the word of God. So, be rest assured that as long as you stay hooked onto God's word, your future, according to God's plan for your life, it shall come to pass in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I didn't hear you say amen.
Amen.
According to God's plan. And people have different plans, but God's plan for our lives is what is most important. So according to God's plan, if you stick to the word of God, your future shall come to pass, and everything that God has said concerning your life shall be fulfilled in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Today, complaining and boasting. What is complaining? Complain is to express dissatisfaction or annoyance about something. Complaining is to express dissatisfaction or annoyance about something. So we see two keywords there, underline them. One is dissatisfaction, the other is annoyance. Dissatisfaction or annoyance about something. Another expression of complaining is to be in a state of suffering from something. So sometimes you see that complaining becomes a habit. Where now people keep complaining, the complaints has now become a habit. That every time they are complaining, complaining becoming a habit. That everything the person complains about it. There are certain people, when you come close to them, you just cannot have peace because everything they'll complain about it. One thing happens and they are complaining about something that happened even 10 years ago. They are talking about it. And now they start generalizing everything and complaining about everything. Because they enter the workplace and maybe somebody didn't greet them. Then they start, oh, as for Ghanaians, we don't know how to greet. Then they continue, I even remember a certain guy I helped one day. The guy saw me, he didn't greet me. And now just one thing, it has become complaints upon complaints the rest of the day. May it never be so in your life in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Another expression of complaining is to make a mournful sound. That the person is mourning as if something is wrong, something is happening. A mournful sound, an unhappy sound, complaining. Now, let's listen to what God's word says about complaining. Numbers chapter 11, verse 1 to 2. And you see, you must learn these things because there are people in our class who complain a lot. Sometimes there is no progress in an institution because the people keep complaining. In Numbers chapter 11, verse 1 to 2, it says that, and when people complained, it displeased the Lord. And when the people complained, it displeased the Lord, and the Lord heard it, and his anger was kindled, and the fire of the Lord burnt among them and consumed that were in the uttermost part of the camp. And the people cried unto Moses, and when Moses prayed unto the Lord, the fire was quenched. Now, these were people who had been rescued by the Lord from Egypt, from slavery, rescued, and they are taking a journey following God into the promised land. Now, there came a time that they were complaining, and they were complaining to the point that God was unhappy, and the Lord moved. This is what he did. His anger was kindled, and the fire of the Lord burnt among them. He started consuming the people with fire. Write down in your book that God hates complaining. Write it in your book. God hates complaining. I must never complain. Don't let complaints become a habit in your life. They complained and God brought down judgment to the point that they had to call Moses, and Moses, an intercessor, had to intercede for them before God would hold back his judgment. Complaints must never operate in your life. In Jude chapter 1, verse 15 to 16, it says, to execute judgment upon all, to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed, and all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These are murmurous complainers, walking after their own lusts, and their mouth speaketh great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. This is a trend that Jude was writing about and speaking against. He bundled murmurous complainers, people who walk after their own lusts, people who speak all manner of things. He bundled all of them together and he calls them ungodly sinners with hard speeches. Ungodly sinners. Complaining is the language of ungodly sinners. Complaining is the language of the unbeliever. Complaining is the language of the unbeliever. Don't let complaining become part and parcel of your life. Let your lips rather be full of praise and gratitude instead of complaint. Instead of complaining about a problem, talking about it like in Ezekiel 37, when the prophet was asked, God asked Ezekiel, that can these bones live? You know that Ezekiel said that only thou knowest, and then God said, prophesy. Some people, if they were asked the same thing, instead of saying that, God, you know the situation and what can be done, they will start complaining about it, that God, oh, as for this one, you know, giving God, why should you even show me this? You know, this thing cannot be done. There can be no life coming out of dry bones. Look at how dry the bones are. And all these things, they would complain and complain and complain. God does not hate complaining. Write down in your book that where there are complaints, there is no solution. Where there are complaints, there is no solution. When Jesus, the people had to be fed, the people were saying that, Jesus, let these people go. They were complaining. Let these people go home. Let these people go home. They were suggesting to Jesus that, Jesus, it's not your duty to worry about these people. Why are you bothering about them and feeding them? If Jesus would listen to their complaints alone, there would be no solution. Nothing would be done about the situation. Nothing would be done about a situation in which there are complaints. Write it down in your book. Nothing will be done about any situation where there are complainers. Instead of complaining and talking, rather begin to act in faith. Begin to act in faith. If you complain, you won't have any solution. Jesus said that, what do we have? And then they brought 5 loaves, 2 fishes. He thanked God for it. Write it down in your book that my lips must be full of thanksgiving. Jesus did not complain to God. Oh, look, even these small fishes, these small loaves of bread, what can it do? He did not complain. He rather thanked God for it. The day you will move from complaining into thanksgiving, your doors will open. Your doors of blessing will open. Your doors of favor will open. The day you move from complaining into appreciation and thanksgiving, you get a double portion of what God has intended for you. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray that God grant you the grace to thank Him instead of complain, to appreciate instead of complain. Put up the habit of thanking God always. You remember Peter, when Jesus was coming on the seas, and then Peter said that, let me come to you, and then Jesus said that, come, and then he moved. There are people, instead of finding the action, they resort to the talking. Write it down in your book. Put that quote there. Instead of talking, let me resort to action. Instead of talking, let me resort to action. You remember Moses, when God said that, go into the land of Egypt, for my people must be delivered. Moses started complaining. I don't have this. I don't have that. I cannot speak. And he was saying all those things. At a point, God was angry with Moses. If you don't want God to be angry with you about anything, stop complaining and rather ask God, how can I go about this? If you are finding it difficult to learn a song, don't go and be complaining about your pastor. complaining to your pastor, complaining to your music director, the song you are giving me is too difficult to sing, the exams we are writing is too difficult, complaining here and there, as well, the institute, the exams are too hard, the lessons are too, stop the complaining and rather ask questions. How can I do this? How can I be better at this? How can I succeed at this? Until you stop complaining, you will not find solution. Until you stop complaining, you will not find solution. The moment you start complaining, the solution is gone away. Your mind cannot think because your mouth is talking. When you complain, your mind cannot think because your mouth is talking. Put it down on the pages. Let everybody see that. Write it down in your book. Stop complaining because as you complain, your mind cannot think because your mouth is talking. I pray for you today that God grant you the grace to think and get solutions, to seek Him and find solutions rather than to complain, in Jesus' mighty name. I want to turn to your neighbor next to you and tell that person, stop complaining, stop complaining, stop complaining, stop complaining. Now, we move to the next one, which is boasting. Boasting. Write it down in your book. God hates boasting. God hates boasting. And we are going to go into it. Boasting. Boasting. To boast is to talk with excessive pride and self-satisfaction about one's achievements, possessions, or abilities. I say it one more time. To boast is to talk with excessive pride, not just pride, though. Excessive pride. To talk with excessive pride and self-satisfaction about one's achievements, possessions, or abilities. God hates boastings. In Romans chapter 1, verse 30, he says that backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents. You see, people who boast have been lumped up with all these other people. They've been lumped up with backbiters, haters of God, inventors of evil. I see people who, when they sit down, then they are inventing evil. They are finding, they are trying to calculate how they can destroy a certain guy's life, how they can destroy a certain pastor's life. People who are planning armed robbery. This scripture bundles people who boast together with inventors of evil. You know, if I told you that, hey, Kweku is an armed robber, you will go like, pastor, that guy is bad. He's bad, though. Ah, we have to pray for this guy. This guy has to be put in prison. But the scripture here is telling us that if you are a boastful person, you and Kweku the armed robber, there is no difference. Say mercy. So, never become boastful. Boasting in Psalm 10 verse 3 is the language of the wicked person. Boasting, it is the language of the wicked person. Write it down. Psalm 10 verse 3, for the wicked boasteth of his heart's desire, and blesseth the covetous whom the Lord abhorreth. You didn't get it. Let me break it down for you. He says that the wicked person boasts of his heart's desire. He boasts of his heart's desire. If it is his wife who is his heart's desire, he can be boasting about her. me, I have a beautiful wife. Hey, as for me, my wife, the way she can cook. As for me, my wife, she's the best woman around. And the way I'm proud of her. Hey, I have a good wife. I have a good wife. Boasting about that person. He says that the same person continues to even go and bless the covetous person. Meaning that I have this. So you too, find one by all means. Covetousness is getting something which is not yours by all means. So he's saying that I got this one, I have it, he's boasting. So you too, get it for yourself by all means. And the scripture says that the Lord abhorreth, he hates all this. Let boasting never be part of your life in the name of Jesus. I'm excited that your life is getting better because you are learning to be better in Jesus' mighty name. I pray that the grace of God will fall upon your life, that boastfulness will leave your life in Jesus' name. Complaining will leave your life in the name of Jesus. Boasting is the language of the mischievous person. Number two. Number one, we said, is the language of the wicked. Number two, boasting is the language of the mischievous person. The mischievous person. The person who is always causing mischief. When the person enters somewhere, there's trouble. Once the person is there, there must be trouble. Psalm chapter 52, verse 1 to 5. It says, why boasted thou thyself in mischief, O mighty man? The goodness of God endureth continually. And it now start describing the mischievous person. It says that thy tongue deviseth mischiefs, like a sharp razor working deceitfully. Thou lovest evil more than good, and lying rather than to speak righteousness. Thou lovest all devouring words, O thou deceitful tongue. May your tongue never be filled with deceit in the name of Jesus. And it says that God shall likewise destroy thee forever. He shall take thee away and pluck thee out of thy dwelling and root thee out of the land of the living. Rakababa shabarabakayande. Listen. The mischievous person who is boasting that, I was able to accomplish this. Me, I am smart. I am fast. They couldn't catch me. Look at the way I was able to do this thing. Me, I'm very fast, though. Me, I'm smarter than my pastor. Me, I'm faster than my boss. Hey, me, I just did this kululu and I made all this money. Nobody could catch me. This is what this person is saying. This is what God has said about this person. That he shall take him away, him or her away, and pluck him or her out of the person's dwelling and root him. He said he won't just take you out of your dwelling place. It means that you will lose your job. You will lose your place. You will lose your home because you are a mischievous person who is boasting in your mischievousness. So whatever you are boasting about, you will lose it all. Your company will come down because you are boasting. And he says that he will root you out of the land of the living. That is talking about premature death. It must never be said so about your life in the name of Jesus. Wherever you are, I want you to shout amen. Amen. Boasting must not be part of your life because God must not kill you prematurely. Language of the workers of iniquity, number three. Language of the workers of iniquity. Their language is to boast. Boasting is the language of the workers of iniquity. Psalm chapter 9, Psalm 94, verse 3 to 4. It says that, Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things? And all the workers of iniquity boast themselves. So you find workers of iniquity boasting about themselves. Psalm 94, verse 3 to 4. You know, some people can be saying that as for the life we are in, look, use what you have to get what you want. Use what you have to get what you want. I use what I have to get what I want. I use my body to get money to build a house. Then they are boasting about it. As for me, I'm smart, you know. As for me, I'm beautiful. As for me, I'm pretty. Then the singers. As for me, I have a nice voice. I know I can even sing better than... I'm the best singer in the church. Then some will be saying that, you know, I'm a nice... As for me, I know I'm a nice guy. Ladies, just die for me, you know. You see? And then they are boasting. Look. What God's word says about people who boast, it is not okay. So stop it today in Jesus' name. Don't boast in what you have. Psalm chapter 49, verse 6 to 7. Don't boast in what you have. It says that they that trust in their wealth. And I pray that this particular scripture, Psalm chapter 49, verse 6, you even put it on your page and you put it as a quote, share it on your status. Let people see this and fear God. Because the God we serve is a living God. He's the God who can turn Nebuchadnezzar from a king people were worshipping into an animal eating grass. So you need to be careful. Don't boast in what you have. Psalm chapter 49, verse 6. They that trust in their wealth and boast themselves in the multitude of their riches. Listen to what verse 7 says. None of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him. He says those who are boasting, they can boast that me, I have money. You know, there are some young boys or girls who sometimes can be misbehaving in town. You can be in the same school. There are some people that they walk as if they are on top of their school. They misbehave because they feel that their parents are rich. They have money. So if you put them in jail, their parents will come and rescue them. If you put them in prison, their father is the president. You come and rescue them. If you punish them, you put them under punishment in the school, their father is their headmaster, so you come and rescue them. Their father is rich. He is the one who built the school library for the school. So they feel that person, they walk with some pride and they begin to boast and misbehave. But listen to what Psalm chapter 49 verse 7 is saying. It says that these rich people who think that their children or their people can misbehave, none of them can by any means redeem their brother nor give to God a ransom for him. This is to say that if I, God, imprison this person, your riches cannot save that person. If I, God, I put this person on a sick bed, you may think that you are paying the doctors, but as they are operating on the person is dying. Look, there are people who are rich, but they die and leave all their wealth. Tell your neighbor, humble yourself. So excessive pride resulting in boasting, never let it become part and parcel of your life in the name of Jesus. Everybody submits to God. In Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8, he says that for by grace are ye saved and not of your works, so lest any man should boast. God does not want anybody to boast. He hates boasting. So never go in that area, especially when you're a musician, because our area has gifts, the display of gifts. Wherever you find the display of gifts, like in the field of sports, in the field of music, in the field of acting, the movie actors and all these people, these areas where people become celebrities and all these things, listen to me very carefully. There are areas where pride can easily set in and you begin to boast. Especially sometimes when you start receiving awards. You were a humble young girl. Now you are matured in your gifts and now you start boasting that I am the best. God says that be very careful. don't boast in these things. And the last one is, don't, the last two, the first one is, don't boast about what you cannot do. In Proverbs chapter 25, verse 14, don't boast in what you cannot do. It says that whoso boasteth himself of a false gift is like clouds and wind without rain. Then Proverbs chapter 25, verse 14. Whoso boasteth himself of a false gift is like clouds and wind without rain. I can sing. Meanwhile, you know that you cannot sing the way you are saying you can sing. As for me, I'm the best in my church. Meanwhile, you know very well that even solo, you can't even sing. Stop that. Then the last one, don't boast about tomorrow. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 1. It says, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. There are some of you, you say, tomorrow I'll do this. Today I'll do that. Next week I'll do this. Sometimes you put up a whole plan. As for this year, in June I'll do this. In September I'll do that. In December I will have this concert. Hey, as for me, within the next 5 years, I'll be all over the world. My billboards will be all over the world. When you ask them, they say, oh, I must talk positive. Nobody is saying that talk negative. But say that by the grace of God, this is what I hope to do. By the grace of God. For it is not he that willeth nor runneth, but it is the Lord that showeth mercy. Hallelujah. It's God who shows mercy. So everything, say that, for by God's grace, I hope to do this. God hates boasting. And so don't let boasting ever be part and parcel of your life. If there's any boasting, as I wrap up, boast in God. Boast in God. Boast in God. Psalm 44, verse 6 to 8. It says that, for I will not trust in my bow, in my bow. You know, the bow and the arrow. He says that I will not trust in my bow, neither shall my sword save me. David, you know, he was a warrior, fighting many battles. He could easily have said that I killed Goliath. But you remember that even Goliath, he said, I come to you in the name of the Lord. He said, you come to me with a sword and all that. I come to you in the name of the Lord. So David was boasting in God, in the name of the Lord. And this is what he's saying in Psalm 44, verse 6 to 8. Verse 7, but thou hast saved us from our enemies and hast put them to shame that hated us. In God we boast all the day long and praise thy name forever. So today I wrap up with this motto for you. Say after me, in God we boast all the day long.
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 In God we boast all the day long. Put that on your status. Put it on your pages. Put it everywhere. In God we boast all the day long. Glow music. In God we boast all the day long. We don't boast about our music. We don't boast about the great people we have. We don't boast about the resources we have. We don't boast about money we have. We don't boast about our ideas. We don't boast about how smart or whatever we are, whether beautiful, handsome, pretty. We don't boast about any of them. We boast all day long in our God, the living God. Hallelujah. Wherever you are, close your eyes with me as we wrap up this Bible study before we go into a time of prayer. And then just begin to pray wherever you are, that Lord, anytime I may have boasted, anytime I boasted, whether I boasted in tomorrow, whether I boasted in something I have, I'm sorry, Lord. I am sorry, Lord. Please forgive me Forgive me and grant me the grace to rather boast in you, to praise you instead of boasting. And also, anytime I have complained, instead of asking you for solutions, I am sorry, Lord. Please forgive me. Please forgive me. Forgive me. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me, Lord. I won't boast again. I won't complain again by your grace. Grant me the grace to stop boasting and to avoid boasting. Grant me the grace that I won't boast, that I won't complain. That I won't boast, that I won't complain. In the name of Jesus. 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 See me pa mini. Now I am insane.
Here again. Oh, yeah.
Instead of boasting about ourselves, we rather boast in what God has done in our lives. If we say, what's the sun? Just thank him for all that you've learned during the Bible study in the name of Jesus.